All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Entertainment with Cynthia D. I'm your girl, Cynthia D. And today we're going to get into a couple of topics that's been trending online. I want to say thank y'all for joining in. Excuse me if I sound a little stopped up, because I am a little stopped up. But we're going to get straight to it. All right, so first thing we're going to talk about today is the Diddy party. All right, now you know rapper Diddy celebrated his 50th birthday party in a very classy way. He invited many celebrities like Pharrell, Kevin Hart, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye West. And you guys know there's been a meme trending online. You know, and it has Pharrell, it has Kanye, and it has Diddy, and it has Jay-Z towards the end. And if you notice now, Jay-Z and Kanye West were not near each other, but Diddy had a big grin on his face because he like, you know what, I don't care, it's my birthday, I'm going to invite who I want. But if you notice on the meme, it said, this is why I always ask who all coming over when I'm getting invited somewhere. Because, you know, sometimes we have to ask, like, who coming over there? Because if such and such is coming over there, I don't want to have no dealings with it. I don't want to be in it. Just leave me out of it. So, in other entertainment news, Megan Thee Stallion and Moneybagg did not perform in Dallas over the weekend. Now, sources tells me that, you know, Meg was on 5 dates with different guys. I saw one, I think it was on the Shade Room, actually. It was her and, it was one with her and Wiz Khalifa. Now, personally, I think her and Wiz are pretty cute. And then it was her, another one with Trey Songz. You know, they were dancing. But my thing is, this girl is young. Let her do what she wants to do. Y'all, you guys want to just judge everybody about everything that they do. But you know, when you're around her age, you was bumping in from 5 different people too. So let's just not go and start judging people because they want to do what they want to do. Now, in other news, it's been Black Girl Magic this whole year. You know, 4 black women crowned queens in the pageant world, guys. This is a major, major accomplishment in 2019. Oh my gosh. This is going to create so much opportunities for a lot of Black women who you know, sometimes feel like they're not good enough, who feels they're like pretty enough. You know, Miss Nigeria, she's not Nigeria, I'm sorry. I think it was South Africa. She just won Miss Universe. Now, Nigeria, I think she was at Miss World, and Miss Jamaica was crowned Miss World, actually. And, you know, she was so happy. She was cheering her sister on, and, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to cheer each other on. Sometimes, you guys, let's not be Debbie Downers. Let's not hate. Cheer each other on, you know. Anyway, so Tekashi 6ix9ine is set to be released tomorrow. Now, I don't know much about this. I don't know much about Tekashi 6ix9ine because I don't listen to him. But I do know that he is set to be released tomorrow. A lot of people may be happy. A lot of people may not be happy. But let's just be content that he is getting out tomorrow. All right, so just a quick few headlines in sports. Joe Burrow won the Heisman over the weekend. You know, in Louisiana, they declared yesterday as National LSU Day. There was some controversial pictures going around saying that Joe won that Heisman because he was white, and it was 3 other black guys there. Personally, I don't think it's a race. This should not be a race issue. This guy has did a lot for LSU since he transferred from Ohio. So let's give this young man props. You know, he's putting Louisiana on the map. He's putting his home team on the map. I did not know this young guy's city was like had poverty issues, and they have a donation going around for his hometown. So let's be happy that, you know, we have somebody from Louisiana, somebody from LSU that actually won a Heisman. He deserves it. The Falcons beat the 49ers, which I saw that a lot of Saints fans were extremely happy about. And Drew Brees threw his 538th career touchdown, tying with Tom Brady, y'all. Tying with Tom Brady. So we're rooting for the GOAT. And not, I don't mean Tom Brady. I mean Brees. I want to close out today. A lot of us are still, you know, we don't know our identity. You know,
We're still searching. I'm 28 years old, still searching for my identity. You know, it was at one point I did get closer with God. I left, but now I'm getting back closer with God. We have to remove certain things out of our lives. And sometimes it can be a toxic work environment. It could be a toxic person. It could be a toxic family member. We have to evaluate ourselves and start holding ourselves accountable for any and everything that we ever done wrong in our lives. You know, I'm going to continue to do this podcast with Entertainment with Cynthia D. I'm going to continue to try to work my best to, you know, get you guys informed and things like that. Now, oh, no, I did forget. Somebody asked me to talk about the impeachment. I would not talk about that because I've been working in the news and I write about that almost every day. I don't want to hear it. When it happens, it happens. And you guys just make sure you get out and vote next year so you won't have to be worried about impeachment. All right? So that is all for today. I know the podcast was really short. You know, I'm still getting my wings back to doing this. I want to do this each and every Tuesday. You guys can reach to me on Facebook. That's Cynthia Thomas. Reach to me on Instagram, Cynthia D. Reach to me on Twitter, Cynthia D. Just hit me up. Let me know what you want to talk about. Even if you want to just come and at least just be a guest on the show. It's going to lunch. Trust me, Cynthia D with Entertainment is going to lunch. Just make sure, DM me what you want to talk about, what you want me to discuss, what I need to work on, or anything like that. You guys stay blessed. Love you.